Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
I'm sending a word out in Radio Land. Amen. Not your neighbor and said it's a word that's good for me. Amen. The quick word in Radio Land, for Radio Land, in this house, on today is entitled, What Do You Have That the Lord Can Use? What do you have that the Lord can use? Not your neighbor, say neighbor. Do you have anything that the Lord can use? Turn to another neighbor and said, if the Lord use it, he will return it. And if the Lord use it, he will recompense you. Now turn to another person and said, do you have anything that the Lord can use? We're going to turn our Bibles real quickly. Get that on the screen real quickly. Luke 5, verse 1 to 11. Get that up there for me. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord. Come on, everybody magnify the name of the Lord. And it says, and it came to pass that as the people press upon him, Yeshua the Christ, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. You see, they didn't press to hear the music. They didn't press for the shout. They pressed to hear the word. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, press for the word. And I saw, saw two ships. Yeshua saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now your neighbor said, do you have anything the Lord can borrow? And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. In other words, that prayed there mean he begged him, he asked of him, because the ship was not belonging to Yeshua. The ship was belonging to Simon, and Yeshua needed a pulpit, and he borrowed the ship. Now he said, move out a little bit from the land, because you see the crowd was thick and they were pressing upon him. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. My God. Now when he had left speaking, which just simply means that, now when he had finished speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Nets. You see, fishing was Simon's business. So he would not just have a net. He would have multiple nets. Come on now. And by this time, they had already toiled all night, and they caught nothing. So they decided now to wash their nets. Let's just read. Let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, Yeshua. We have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, however, at your word, I will let down the net. Just because you said so, I will do it. Nudge a neighbor and say, do it. Just because he said you can. Just because he told you to. You don't even have to believe it. If he said it, it's all right. Just act. Nudge another neighbor and say, neighbor, just act. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. I ask you the question, do you have anything that the Lord can use? I stop by to let you know on today that if you let the Lord use your stuff, he will leave behind a blessing for you. The blessing is going to overflow you, overflood you, that it is going to break up your stuff. Somebody said, break up my stuff. Said, Lord, let the blessing break up my stuff. And when they had, move me to the next verse, and they beckon unto their partners, it was a company, you see, oh God, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Lord, let the blessing plummet. Not your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I promise you, by God, when the blessing comes, and it will come in abundance, I will call you. Say, neighbor, stay close. My God, I can see the glory cloud fill the house. I said the glory cloud has just filled the house. Rise and stand upon your feet and turn yourself around in it. Said, oh God, do it for me. Do it for me. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
My soul. every heart be open, yeah. This joy let heaven and nature sing. You're the joy of the world. Let all nations receive her. Yes, every heart be open, yeah. This joy let heaven and nature sing.
Salvation is what he is.
You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Yeshua's knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Hear me today. That which the enemy used to oppress you and distress you and perplex you and terrorizes you and make you feel like you are a nobody because you don't have enough. Hear me when I tell you, when God has given it to you, it will mean nothing to you because now you have it. It only seems like something because you don't have it. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you buy that nice expensive pair of shoes and then you wear it once and you realize that it hurt your toes. And the shoe no longer look attractive because you know the pain you feel in it. And they say you suffer pain for beauty, but not all pain is worth it. So and sometimes you buy that outfit and it looks so cute when it was on the mannequin. And the moment you purchase it and you take it to your house and you have it, it no longer looks attractive. Sometimes you even try it on and you don't even like how it looked on you like it looked on you in the store. Why? Because now you have it. It is no longer enticing. Hear me when I tell you, whatever it is that is stopping you from following the Christ, when you get it, you will come to realize it wasn't even worth it. When Simon, after they have toiled all night and they caught nothing and they saw how Yeshua has blessed them, he said, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm not worthy of it. I am not worthy to be in your company." And I love this. For he was astonished. Peter was astonished. And all that were with him were at the draw of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Yeshua said unto Simon, "Fear not." Not your neighbor, say, "Don't fear the blessing." Not another neighbor, say, don't be astonished at the blessing. If the Lord said to do something, just rise up and do it. I'm telling you, when the breakthrough comes, don't be shocked. Because I told you it's coming. Not your neighbor said, enlarge the borders of your tent. And stretch forth your curtain, husband. And lengthen your cords. For thou shalt break forth. And the right and on the left. Oh, rise up on your feet and said, "I will break forth. I will break forth on my right. And I will break forth on my left." Come on and say, "I decree and I declare it to be so." So he said, "Don't be astonished. And all you sons of Zebedee, come on now. Tell a person, if you partner with me, you'll be a part of my blessing.
You'll be a part of my blessing.
Lord." Come on, somebody say, "Blessing by association."
Blessings by association.
Oh, come on, wave your hand and say, "Something good is about to happen. Something good in this place." Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So he said, "Fear not, Simon. Don't be afraid. You talking madness. But because you're shocked, don't be afraid. Don't speak out of your astonishment. Fear not. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. You see how your neck break? I'm going to change your profession. I will allow you to become soul savers. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. I'm telling you, you think you cannot follow the master, but you just need a break. The day your neck break with the blessing, you'll just leave it right there. I have a friend that told me she wanted to lose weight, but she couldn't resist the food, and you know, she have all these crazy crave, and one day she got up and she cooked the food and she sat down and she looked at the food and said, okay, you don't want to stop, you go eat, but I'm not moving. Go get food. She cooked the food and now tell her flesh, go get it. Because you see, you need legs and you need hands and your mind control all of them. Lord God, wave your hand and say, help me, Lord. The point I'm bringing to you from this story is that after you have gotten the optimum blessing from God, it will seem like nothing, and then you'll be able to yield. Some of us cannot yield because we're looking for the optimum blessing. But I yield. Lord, you don't have to do a thing for me. You just got to keep me in my right mind. Lift your hand and said, Lord, I surrender all. If you bless me, then you bless me. But I yield myself to you as an instrument. Use me. I give myself to you. Now, if you meant that, watch out, because something is going to break. Rise to your feet now and give God the glory. Rise to your feet and give God the glory. Rise to your feet and give God the glory. Somebody in Radio Land, begin to praise God. Praise him for your breakthrough. Praise him for your deliverance. Praise him because you got something that God can use. Now put your hands together. Give him a mighty hand of praise. Give him a mighty hand of praise. Amen.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.